Hey guys, have you ever felt like you have so many things to do and it's overwhelming just thinking about it that makes your heart race? Have you ever found yourself waking up in the middle of the night, unable to fall back asleep? Perhaps you feel a constant nagging heaviness, like something is wrong, but you just can't figure out what it is. If any of that sounds familiar, you might be dealing with chronic stress, and this video is for you. Welcome to the Reflection Room. My name is Sandra, and I am a licensed mental health counselor in the state of Florida. As a reminder, this message reflects my perspective on the subject and is not a substitute for therapy. If any of the information resonates with you, please consider reaching out to your therapist or your doctor. Let's get started. Stress. If you're human, you immediately know what the word means. We all have at least a basic understanding of stress, which is also shaped by our personal experiences. In certain situations, though, stress can actually be beneficial, such as when it helps us deal with a challenge that leads to a positive outcome. Physiologically, our body and the mechanisms of our brain are designed to work in harmony, maintaining balance. However, when this system is overused, it can lead to malfunction. This is the point when stress is no longer working for us, but against us. So, let me share a definition of stress, which is commonly used in therapy. Stress is the physical and mental response of your body to a situation that feels overwhelming or threatening, whether real or perceived. It is important to notice that the threat does not have to be real for the body and the brain to communicate and activate the stress response, commonly known as the fight or flight reaction. In other words, the brain, as beautiful as it is, doesn't distinguish between real or perceived threat. I'll give you some examples. Let's say that you're facing a deadline at work and you're running out of time. Maybe you're stuck in a traffic jam, rushing to the airport to catch a plane for your best friend's wedding or a family reunion. Or maybe you find yourself worrying excessively about an issue that feels unresolved. Maybe you're working in a toxic environment and you've been there for too long. Any of these situations can trigger the same physiological reaction. When does stress become chronic? According to research, it occurs when stress is constant, persists over an extended period, and is debilitating and overwhelming. In other words, it forces you into a continuous state of survival and self-preservation. And while the reaction to stress happens so quickly, we often find ourselves in that state without fully understanding what brought us there in the first place. From a biological perspective, two key hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, are released by the adrenal glands in response to stress. Why is this important? Because we cannot always see how chronic stress is affecting our bodies. One may be diagnosed with heart disease and not associate the role of chronic stress with the illness. During chronic stress, these two hormones are continually released, leading to increased heart rate and blood pressure associated with adrenaline and elevated blood sugar levels caused by cortisol. Even more, when we're stressed, we often eat poorly, we sleep less, and we stop exercising, which can significantly contribute to weight gain. And even if we manage to exercise, the benefits are often self-sabotaged by inadequate sleep and unhealthy eating habits. Over time, these patterns can lead to serious physical illness, such as cardiovascular disease or diabetes. Chronic stress also impacts mental health, increasing the risk of conditions like depression or anxiety. What can we do to manage chronic stress? I would like to offer you some strategies that have been proven effective in reducing its symptoms. Number one, breathe. That's right. Even though breathing is something we do naturally, we often forget to pause and take intentional deep breaths. Your breath is a powerful tool that you can use anytime, anywhere. To calm the automatic stress response, though, you want to focus on slowing your exhale. When you exhale more slowly than your inhale, it activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which signals your brain to relax and slow down the stress response. In fact, if you can safely do this, take a deep breath right now and exhale slowly. And as you exhale, let your shoulders relax. Feels good, huh? Number two, set boundaries. Every time you're tempted to say yes to something or commit to a task, make sure you have the capacity for it. This can especially be challenging for those of us who tend to be people pleasers. When it feels difficult to say no, reframe it by reminding yourself that saying no to others is really saying yes to yourself and your self-care. Number three, break down your to-do list. So you want to focus on tasks that absolutely need your attention and delegate the rest, at least for the time being. One of my mentors once told me, replace how am I going to do this with who is going to help me with this. Big difference. Okay, number four, improve your sleep quality. Yes, intentionally create an evening routine to help you wind down and prepare for restful sleep. This might include gentle stretches, a warm bath, creating an inviting and relaxing space in your bedroom, and definitely stay away from your cell phone for at least a couple of hours before bed. Number five, limit your worry to a set time. Designate a specific time each day to allow yourself to worry. During that time, you can think about it or even ruminate on your concerns. But once it's over, commit to interrupting that cycle of worry until the next designated time, if you must do. And number six, start your day with intention. Before getting out of bed, take a moment to pause and breathe. Sometimes we rush into the day. We let the day control us instead of the other way around. Take a breath and set your intention and lead the day. Above all, remember this. There is only one of you in the world. While you may be replaceable at work, no one can take your place in the heart of those who love you. So make a commitment to care for your physical health by prioritizing your mental well-being. And until then, keep on reflecting.